All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we introduce our guest, I guess David from Mequon's been hanging on for a while. Good morning, David. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Briefly, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Earl. And you know what? I was going to say to you guys really quickly, in regards with all the shootings and everything else, what's scary to me is the randomness, the fact that it's like prevalent everywhere. It's not just specifically, you know, in the central city, but it's at a point now where I think there has to be a serious discussion as to, and there has been discussions, which is fine, but there has to be consequences for these people that are doing this.
Well, David, there are consequences for people who shoot. Okay, I think it's a misconception that there aren't consequences for people who are shooting other people in the community, and so people go to jail. You don't shoot people for the most part, and then you're walking around free.
Right. I'll give you an example. So obviously, this weekend was horrific. What happened in Milwaukee. And you just mentioned earlier, that took place at a shooting at the supermarket in Buffalo, New York, not Boston. But irregardless, there is a situation where I think also there's a problem. There seems to be where the FBI and some of the other groups, they know that some of these people are planning some of this stuff. And for some odd reason, we're kind of slipping through the cracks. The reason why I say that, Earl, is only because this has happened enough times now where they've had the information and they did not.
Hey, David, listen, I got my guest here. Call back tomorrow. We'll discuss it then. Okay. Thank you very much for the call. I want to welcome to the studio a good friend and a person I respect a great deal, and that's Mr. David Muhammad. He is in Milwaukee County he's the deputy director of the Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to see you in person.
It is. Yeah, it's really good to see you, man. I've been trying to make this happen for a long time because, you know, I believe that the mental health problem in the city of Milwaukee is no different than any other place. You know, so many people have mental health issues in a world that I think in some instances helps produce it. Mm-hmm. Life is not easy.
That's right.
And we act as though it's easy to navigate life. And so it's not. So many different things can happen in your life that lead you to, and all of us, from what I understand, have some mental illnesses at times or things that lead us to that.
Well, I think it's valuable to, you know, when we talk about mental health and mental wellness, all of us have a need to maintain our own mental wellness and our own, you know, emotional state, as well as the stresses of life, as well as some of the other things that might need clinical support. And I think that's something that is becoming much more aware in the community. You know, what we're here to talk about, and I know you're going to introduce the guest who is with us today, is how those services are moving closer to the community, how they are moving closer to those who are, this mic is a little too close to me, are moving closer to those who have utilized those services and how it's going to affect the region around Milwaukee County, which is significant. So definitely eager for the conversation
today. All right. So let's introduce the deputy director of the Milwaukee. Oh, excuse me.
That was me.
the administrator of the Mental Health Emergency Center, the brand new Mental Health Emergency Center in Milwaukee, Mr. Kevin Klausner.
Yes.
Close enough. How you doing,
Klausner,
sir?
Klausner. Yeah, Klausner. Close enough.
Klausner. Okay, we'll get it the next time around. But good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Earl. I think, you know, this is such an important topic, mental health. And I think the other thing is you just got done talking about violence. And it's a great segue. I mean, part of the violence that we have in our community is because not all the mental health needs are met in the community. And so what I love about this is you see the community coming together through this mental health emergency center, which is just one piece of the mental health puzzle. But you see the community coming together in a way that it never has before to try to step up and take care of this vulnerable population.
For those who may not know, Milwaukee has had a huge mental health complex out on Watertown Plank Road. Yep. The mental health facility that I think has probably been out there 60, 70 years or more.
About that.
And I remember, man, as a young boy, loved ones that were there. That facility was so huge and was packed with people at a different time in a society when we made it possible to house many of people who had mental illnesses. There was a concerned effort in our nation that people who had mental illnesses, we somehow could take care of. We didn't cast them aside as we do now. And I remember then President Ronald Reagan made a unilateral decision that we can no longer afford to house people who have mental illnesses and kind of turn them out on the street. Am I right about any of those things?
Well, I would say that definitely this is the culmination of years of work, not only on behalf of concerned constituents and stakeholders related to mental health and the wellness in our community, but also between healthcare and the public sector. So I, when I mention that, we see a shift away from the kind of hospitalization model that has been a historic relic of this country, more to a community-based model, more to one that is able to triage and refer people to other long-term supports. And I think that's what this major step represents.
So myself having a son who is both bipolar and schizophrenic that we've been dealing with for the past 22 years, and I remember times that we would take him out to the Milwaukee County Mental Health Complex, and what they would do is they would inpatient him for several days, evaluate him, and then basically, you know, turn him loose. There was no long-term dialogue and conversation with him. They would basically try to get him under control with meds and those kind of things, and then he's back out without, you know, really a dialogue and conversation. That repeated itself many times over that 20-year period. We got frustrated with it. But taking him out away from the community, he's only one in tens of thousands of people who, and we had transportation, so it was easier for me to transport my son, but so many people inside of our neighborhoods and inside of our communities don't have that access. And so people would be left basically alone. Now there's, and I was happy to hear that there was this new facility that was being built in our community that, you know, I personally has long been overdue. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So I am incredibly proud. And again, I was the administrator of St. Joseph Hospital in town for 5 years before I came over here. I just want to make sure that I don't take credit for things that I didn't do.
Right.
But the people that picked the site at 12th and Walnut, it's 1525 North 12th Street. I like to say where we're at, basically 90%+ of the patients that get their services at the crisis center right now that county runs out on Watertown Plank and Wauwatosa, 90%+ come from the city of Milwaukee. And where we're building this, where we're going to open this on September 6th, basically 75% of the people that go to county to the crisis center right now. 75% live in that zip code, 53205, or in a contiguous zip code. So we're basically at ground zero where the patients have their needs.
You know, why that's so important, again, is so many people who don't have transportation. I mean, that has been a key component. One of the things that you learn when you or someone you love has these disabilities is that you're not alone. Sure. And so you wind up having and creating relationships with others, and you hear their issues, and you realize that you're not alone. And constantly in the conversations that I had with many people who share the same things that I do, was not being able to get to facilities. Not being able to get to facilities. And when I first heard about this development and I heard where it was going to be, I couldn't envision it, right? I mean, I heard Walnut, and I'm like, 12th and Walnut.
12th and Cherry, 13th.
12th and Cherry, yeah.
Depending on which way you're looking.
Yeah, but it's in a place, and when I saw it being developed, I'm like, what is that, right?
We want to talk a little bit more about that as well as the other options that are out there.
Let's do this. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll make that happen. I'm joined by Mr. David Muhammad and Mr. Kevin Kleesner. All right. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.